Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 65 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Naya Andueza.
We're going to, at some point in time, going to charge all five of them with some type of criminal offense.
A teen hurt in a Monday night stabbing in Rowan County has been released from the hospital.
A former Sunrise Children's Service employee has pleaded guilty to sexual abuse.
A new volunteer registry is available for Kentucky drivers.
A second case of measles has been confirmed in the Commonwealth.
The first Friday market in Moorhead begins this week at the Rowan County Arts Center.
In sports, the Viking softball team is back in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 45 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
A teen that was airlifted to a Lexington hospital after a Monday night stabbing has been released. Five juveniles were involved in the incident that happened Monday in the farmers' community of Rowan County. Officials say it was a marijuana deal that became a setup. Sheriff Matt Sparks says times are changing.
You know, I tell everybody, you know, of course, especially people my age, you know, parents, I'm saying, man, it's different than what it was. This county's a lot different than it was 10 years ago even. You know, it's just constantly changing, and of course, some things are better, but there's a lot of things that are worse. So it's the different times we live in.
The names of the individuals have not been released, but Sparks says all five will face criminal charges.
A Moorhead man and former Sunrise Children's Services employee has pled guilty to two counts of sexual abuse. 25-year-old Taylor Ward pled guilty to two counts of first-degree sexual abuse after police say he inappropriately touched a 16-year-old girl. According to the arrest warrant, Ward admitted to touching a female juvenile while she was under his care at Sunrise Children's Services. The warrant also states the minor said it occurred on a regular basis. Ward agreed to plead guilty to two counts of first-degree sexual abuse and was sentenced to serve a year in prison on March 15th. He is lodged in the Rowan County Detention Center.
The former Russell High School mathematics teacher arrested on child pornography charges last week was indicted yesterday. The Daily Independent reports 47-year-old Samuel Beeson of Westwood faces six felony charges related to child pornography. Indictments have not been processed at the Boyd County Circuit Clerk's office, so no information is available on his next court appearance. Beeson was arrested on March 26th at his home and resigned from the school following the arrest. He's lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center on a $5,000 cash bond.
Richmond police confirmed to WKYT this morning that officers searched a home in Garrard County on Tuesday. Police would not give any details about what the search was for or what brought them to the home. Lancaster police told WKYT the home was located on Price Court. Lancaster police say they were told earlier in the day Richmond police would be performing a search. Police say the search is part of the efforts to find Savannah Spurlock. The missing Richmond mother was last seen after leaving the other bar in downtown Lexington on January 4th. Officers, friends, and family have since held multiple searches looking for Spurlock. Earlier this week, they announced a $10,000 reward to find Spurlock.
Some of the former Eric Kahn clients who had their disability benefits taken away met at the Floyd County Courthouse this week. Officials say the redetermination hearings, where many of the clients lost their benefits, have been ruled unconstitutional. If the U.S. Supreme Court decided to hear the case, it could change the issue. Former Kahn client Mary Mullins says she has to pay back what she was given.
Want to know what all you own and stuff, you know. Well, you can't go selling your vehicles or something to you know, give them the money.
Congressman Hal Rogers has requested a briefing directly from the Social Security Administration. He's advocating for the people who are suffering.
A dog with a gunshot wound to the head turned up outside a home in Flatwoods, Kentucky on Monday. J.C. Baldridge owned the home and quickly located the dog's owners via Facebook. Within minutes, the 5-year-old German Shepherd's owners met the Baldridges and rushed the dog to the vet. Baldridge tells WSAZ he is concerned of what this violence could lead to.
It might be dogs right now. You know, next it could be a child. It could be an adult. This is just, in my eyes, kind of a gateway, and we will find who's abusing our animals.
The dog, Rooney, is expected to make a full recovery and head home today. The owner's mom is going to offer a cash reward for any information that leads to an arrest.
A new voluntary registry is available to Kentucky drivers to help first responders find an individual's emergency contacts. Emergency Notice was launched last month and was developed by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet at the direction of Governor Matt Bevin. Sergeant Josh Lawson is the commander of the Kentucky State Police Public Affairs Branch. He says the registry is a major time-saving tool.
What that allows us to do as law enforcement is it greatly reduces the amount of time that is necessary to make a next of kin notification. That is very important and very critical, perhaps even fatal car accidents. We have incidents where people are unresponsive, may not be a fatality, but they're unable to provide us with appropriate information.
Lawson says the registry is also useful in regards to finding contacts for elderly individuals who may have underlying medical issues in an incident. He says it's also great for contacting relatives of minors who need consent for treatment if they need to be taken to a medical facility. Anyone wanting to use the Emergency Notice Registry can do so at drive.ky.gov. We're going to have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour, or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
A Kentucky judge has ruled against a student who sued the Northern Kentucky Health Department. An outbreak of 32 chickenpox cases at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart and Assumption Academy promoted a ban of students without vaccination. In the lawsuit, 18-year-old Jerome Kunkel claimed the department discriminated against him based on his religious beliefs since he is not vaccinated. Boone County Circuit Judge James Schrander on Tuesday denied Kunkel's request to return to school activities. Attorney Chris Weist said Tuesday that Kunkel is disappointed in the ruling and will review his options. Kunkel has been banned from entering the school and has not attended since March 15th.
Health officials have confirmed a second case of measles in Kentucky. WKYT reports the case originated out of the area served by the Barron River District Health Department. Measles is considered the most deadly of all childhood rash and fever illnesses, but it can be prevented with vaccination. The measles vaccine is given to children at 12 to 15 months and again at age 4 to 6 years of age.
U.S. officials are investigating whether electronic cigarettes may trigger seizures in some users. LEX 18 reports the Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday it has reviewed 35 reports of seizures among e-cigarette users, mainly in young people. Regulators stressed it's not yet clear whether vaping is responsible, but they said they're concerned and encouraged the public to report information about the issue. This is not the first time the FDA has warned the public of a potential health hazard with vaping devices. The latest concern is to fight against underage usage of e-cigarettes, which has become extremely popular among high school and middle school students. Meanwhile, local and state officials are considering age restrictions, taxes, and flavor bans to keep the products away from teenagers.
Rust-colored water had many Pike County residents worried over the weekend. According to WYMT, officials believe chemicals made their way into the water near a coal mine in the Kemper community, causing the water to turn into a rust color. Pike County Emergency Management Director Doug Tackett says a nearby coal company was cleaning out old ponds, which caused chemicals to mix with nearby creeks and streams. Spears has lived in the area for 72 years. He says he and his neighbors are not surprised to see the color.
Well, we used to it. We take it for granted anymore. We see it red. We don't pay too much attention to it.
Bobby Spears believes that people passing through the area who are not familiar with the issue have caused the uproar by posting it on the internet. Tackett says they reported issues like this to the state and take whatever actions are necessary. Most of the water has returned to normal at this time.
Officials with Addiction Recovery Care are broadening their services by creating a website promoting their crisis to career approach. According to WYMT, the approach helps recovering addicts find jobs and is well known nationally for their success rate. Kayla Parsons is the Deputy Chief of Staff at Addiction Recovery Care. She says introducing the website will allow them to reach more people.
With us being able to put the approach online, it will spread the word for clients that are looking for those services, but also for other organizations that are wanting to help in the same way that we are.
Addiction Recovery Care is partnering with BitSource in Pikeville to create the website.
The purchase of a Catlettsburg golf course by Brady Industries may not be possible. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has the story.
In February, Brady Industries announced it intended to purchase the Oaks Golf Course property in Flatwoods. The purchase was made under the name Al Greenup, LLC, for $996,000. However, a closing on the land was required and expected to take place in early March. As of Tuesday, that closing has not happened. Brady tells the Daily Independent there's been an issue impacting the ability to close on the property. Questions were raised about the actual acreage and boundaries of the property that was put up for sale and whether a clean title to the property can be delivered to Brady. The sale, if completed, would be a major development for the city of Flatwoods. Brady said it intended to transform the property into a master plan type community that would offer both a golf course and new housing stock to the region. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
This week marks the beginning of the fifth First Friday Outdoor Market in Moorhead. Several booths will be selling locally produced food and homemade arts and crafts during the event. Rowan County Arts Center Director Ashley Gillum says the market features much of the same from last year.
We have live music playing, and we have a little activity area for kids to paint, do free painting and things like that, keep them entertained. And then, of course, we started last year having a couple of food trucks nearby so that people could get lunch, dinner, whatever. And it's just a really good event that we really like to do.
The event will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on the first Friday of every month, starting in April and ending in October. To reserve a booth, call the RCAC at 606-783-9857. Taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 71. Thursday night, showers likely with a low around 50. Friday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 73. Taking a look at your region's temperatures, in Lexington, it's 65. In Mount Sterling, it's 64. In Inez, it's 68. In Grayson and Ashland, it's 67. In Maysville, it's 63. In Flemingsburg, it's 62. And here in Moorhead, it's 65 degrees.
You're listening to Mountain Edition here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm the news director here, Leanne Akers, and we're so glad to have you with us. I'm here with Naya Andueza, coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. And I wanted to remind you that we are currently in the middle of our spring fundraiser and membership drive. If you want to make a donation, give us a call, 606-783-2001. We've got Nacogdoches Miller out there ready to answer the phone. And you can also go online to our webpage at WMKY.org. Go to the Support Us tab at the top of the page to make your donation. They'll shoot us an email over to let us know that you've sent it, and we can thank you on the air. We're just a couple $100 away from our goal for the day, and we hope that you will help us get there. Each call is very important, not only the monetary amount, which goes straight to student work study money, payments, so they can have a job here at the radio station while they're working on their education, but the number of people that donate is also important because it helps us apply for grant money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, I started out here back in and worked as a student work study and was able to learn the ropes of journalism and learn about broadcasting and how to do interviews, how to talk to people, how to understand how the world works. And it was a great opportunity for me and led to a lifelong love of journalism and a career coming back here. I'm blessed enough to be here as the news director now. Naya has been with us for almost a year. We were almost on your second semester, and she does plan to come back in the fall, which I'm really excited to say. I've been hinting around to see if I can get her to stay in the summer, but she's going to travel. So it's great to have you here, Naya. I'm really excited to have you on board. But tell me a little bit about your experience here. What has been important to you about working at WMKY?
Definitely being able to have such a hands-on experience, especially coming straight into college as I am a freshman and this is my first year. Journalism is something that I've wanted to do since middle school, and to be able to go ahead and call myself a journalist mm-hmm. and see how I've already grown so much in just such a short, just a short amount of time has really changed my perspective on things.
Yeah, I sometimes let them sink or swim, but I never ask the students to do something that I don't think that they're ready to do. And Naya is one of the ones that I've been like, hey, I think you're ready to do this. Let's do this. And she's had some really cool opportunities. She's got to do some really cool story. What's your favorite story that you've done so far? I'm putting her totally on the spot right now because she had no idea I was going to ask her that. She gets to do some really cool ones. She's done this week. You did one for an artsy event. You did a feature recently on a more serious note. We've got a big event coming next week that's kind of interesting about Appalachian culture that you did. But what do you think is your most favorite or most interesting story you've reported on?
I think my favorite story that I've written personally is this feature I did about the trumpet competition mm-hmm. where the MSU trumpet ensembles went and competed, because the person that I interviewed was just so passionate about the topic. And whenever you encounter someone that's just really passionate about what they're talking about, it makes it so much easier to connect with them and write the story to its full potential.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one. I really enjoyed that that feature segment. And if you appreciate the feature segments that we have here on Mountain Edition and the fact that we're able to bring you local, regionally produced news and sports coverage here on Mountain Edition and throughout the day as you listen to WMKY, please show your support by giving us a call at 606-783-2001 or online at WMKY.org. Your pledge means so much to us, and you become a member with just a $10 pledge, and every little bit helps to add up to our final goal at the end of the week. Plus, the sooner we meet our goals, the sooner we can stop asking for money. So we're going to have sports with Nacogdoches Miller right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 35 years. The Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University is now accepting applications for summer camps designed for academically gifted middle and high school students. More information online at wku.edu/gifted.
Lady Vikings are back in action tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller. The Round County softball team plays host to Lewis County tonight. The Vikings are 2-3 on the season, coming off two tough losses to Pikeville and week-long hiatus for spring break. Head coach Larry Sloan says his team knows tonight's matchup will be a tough one.
Lewis County's played well. They're undefeated, I believe, and they beat Bath twice. They've got a nice pitcher. So it'll be a good test for us to get when we get back.
Game time tonight at Sloan Stadium is set for 6 p.m. Taking a look at other softball action across the 16th region, East Carter's Lady Raiders took down Campbellsville at Cal Ripken Experience this morning 4-0. Boyd County fell to Woodford 10-0. They are also in Myrtle Beach this week. Ashland Blazer is currently facing off with George Rogers Clark. Raceland is facing off with Mosley out of Lynn Haven, Florida, this afternoon at the Hit the Beach Classic in Panama City, Florida. And finally, a little closer to home, Menifee heads to Prestonsburg at 5 p.m. for a doubleheader with the Lady Panthers. Looking at 16th Regional Baseball action tonight, Boyd County continues spring break play out of the Cal Ripken Experience today. East Carter is also there. They wrap up with the Maumee, a team out of Ohio, this afternoon. And Bath County faces off with Ohio County at the Fort Walton Beach Bash in Florida. The Moorhead State softball team is set to play in a midweek doubleheader today against the Dayton Flyers at UD Softball Field in Dayton, Ohio today. The first game began at 3. MSU enters the matchup at 2-23 on the season. The Eagles most recently were defeated in an OVC doubleheader away from home at UT Martin. Despite getting home runs from senior Cheyenne Meyer and sophomore Haley Coleman, head coach Samantha Jones says today's doubleheader will be good for the Eagles.
Dayton is a very competitive team all around, all across the board with their hitting, their fielding, their pitching. So they're going to definitely continue to prepare us for conference games coming up against Belmont this weekend. And it's good just to play a non-conference team. And something that's kind of a little bit closer, we can get a weekday in, because that's not something we're really normal to right now.
The Flyers enter the game riding a 3-game winning streak after picking up a pair of wins at St. Louis and a win at home against Rhode Island. The game will be streamed on ESPN, and live statistics will also be available on MSUEagles.com. Morehead State junior right-handed pitcher Jason Goh was virtually untouchable Sunday at UT Martin, and his effort has earned him Ohio Valley Conference Co-Pitcher of the Week. In Goh's 3 starts, he hasn't issued a single walk against 17 pitchouts and only surrendering just the 1 earned run. He has also been a part of both the Eagles' shutout wins. Head coach Mike McGuire says Goh is a major asset.
We're not surprised. I think Jason is one of the best pitchers in our league, and outstanding command with a good 3-pitch mix. And I think that it's just a sign of things to come. I expect him to be very good all year long for us.
The Eagles are now preparing to return home after their longest road stretch of the season. They'll begin a 3-game series against SIU Edwardsville on Friday. The Cincinnati Reds wrapped up their series against the Milwaukee Brewers this afternoon. The Reds picked up the loss 1-0. Cincy came up short in the first 2 matchups, with the Brewers dropping both games 4-3. Manager David Bell tells Reds.com that even though the offense hasn't been too hot so far, he says it's early in the season and they are on their way.
Talked earlier today about how confident we are in our guys, our lineup, our offense, and it's going to happen, and they continue to work at it, and we feel good about that.
The Reds will have a quick turnaround as they head to Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. First pitch is set for 7:05. The Lexington Legends are set to get their season started this evening. They'll be at home taking on Delmarva to begin a 4-game series. The team's roster features 14 members of the Kansas City Royals 2018 draft picks, including former University of Kentucky pitcher Zach Hockey. He tells WKYT he's happy to be back in Lexington.
Obviously, it means, the world, and I'm excited to get back in Lexington, where obviously I played ball for, 7-8 months out of the year last year, and, I have a lot of friends here, I got to see, coming in the last couple of days, and obviously can't thank the University of Kentucky, for giving me this opportunity, and obviously the Royals for making my pro dream come true.
First pitch at Whitaker Bank Ballpark is set for 7:05. It's a battle of the bluegrass on the baseball diamond tonight. The Louisville Cardinals host the Kentucky Wildcats at Jim Patterson Stadium. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Eastern. It's the 109th meeting between the two programs, with the Wildcats leading the series 63-44-1. Dan McDonald is the coach for the Louisville Cardinals.
We need other guys to step up. At the halfway point, we obviously got some young guys that struggle like a lot of young guys do, and hopefully they just work hard. The ball will get flipped to them. They're going to have to get us big outs because the schedule just gets better and better.
UOFL brings a 22-6 record into the game. UK is 16-12. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Baseball hosts SIU Edwardsville at 5 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Softball hosts Belmont for a doubleheader on Friday starting at 2 p.m. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons, Robert W. Baird Company. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. Stocks rose slightly as investors cheered a nearing trade deal between the U.S. and China, although softer measures on payrolls and the service economy kept a lid on optimism. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 39 at 26,218.13. The S&P 500 was up 6.16 at 2873.40. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 46.86 at 7895.55. Chip makers, which is a group certainly that is affected by U.S.-China trade relations, led the tech sector higher. The VanEck Vector Semiconductor ETF climbed 2.3%, led by an 8.5% surge in Advanced Micro Devices. This after an analyst upgraded Advanced Micro Devices to a buy. And in economic news, as mentioned, there was somewhat soft economic news coming out today. You had a weaker than expected services report for the month of March, and the ISM non-manufacturing index actually dipped to 56.1 in the month of March, and this was its softest read since August 2017. Also, private payrolls increased by 129,000 for the month of March, according to ADP and Moody's, and this was well below an estimate of 173,000 going into the report. And, of course, this Friday we have the monthly government payroll report coming out for the month of March, and market analysts will be watching this report very closely for clues on the economy. A bearish call on Caterpillar shares kept market gains in check. Caterpillar shares fell almost 1% after Deutsche Bank downgraded the industrial giant to a hold from a buy and slashed its 12-month price target. The bank cited a, quote, collapse in synchronized global growth. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.8%. Gold was down less than 0.1%. In Europe, stocks were strong today as the Stock 600 index notched a 1% gain. And in Asia, stocks had a very good day as well. The Nikkei was up 1% and the Shanghai Composite was up 1.25%. Among Dow Industrial stocks, the best performers were Home Depot and Intel, and the worst performers were Boeing and Walgreens. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Advanced Micro Devices and Nielsen Holdings, while the worst performers were Altria and Raytheon. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bank Corp up 28 cents at $49.42, UPS up 70 cents at $114.38, AK Steel unchanged at $2.83, Marathon Petroleum up 46 cents at $60.38, Kroger up 4 cents at $23.80, and Anthem was down 60 cents, finishing at $287.60. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Hilliard Lyons offices in Ashland, Kentucky.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Round County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Haley Sidham, Grant Johnson, Cassidy Stearman, Keneally Roberts, Kenzie Thompson, Chaz Jenkins, Nacogdoches Miller, Jack Cottle, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock, WUKY's Josh James, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and Translator W202 BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. Give us a call right now to make your pledge of support at 606-783-2001. For Naya Andueza and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.